Turning our attention now to world news, international security observers of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the OSCE, will be sent to Ukraine, though it remains doubtful whether they can enter the Crimean Peninsula, which was taken over by Russia. Stefan Boss reports.
The European security organization OSCE said it would send advanced teams of observers within 24 hours to several areas, including Ukraine's violence-hit southeastern regions, following deadly clashes between pro-Kiev and pro-Russia supporters. An agreement was reached late Friday after Russian diplomats withdrew their objections. Yet the 100-strong team of civilian observers is not expected to enter Crimea, as Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday signed a law formalizing the peninsula's annexation. Russian envoy Andrei Kelin said Crimea is part of Russia and that the OSCE mission has no mandate to go there. In response to Russia's annexation of Crimea, the EU said 33 officials are targeted with asset freezes and travel bans, including a deputy prime minister and two close aides of Russian President Putin. The U.S. also blacklisted dozens of wealthy businessmen and Putin officials, and Washington targets Russian bank Rosia, prompting a cynical reaction from Putin. As I understand, it is a medium-sized bank. On Monday, I will open an account there, the Russian president says. Moscow has retaliated by imposing travel bans and asset freezes for 9 prominent U.S. officials and lawmakers. Targeted Senator John McCain joked that this would mean he has to cancel his annual spring break in Siberia and has no access to a secret bank account in Moscow. For Vatican Radio, I'm Stefan Bos reporting.